Okay, 15 random questions to ask on a Sunday night. I am answering them on a Monday night because I am unoccupied. I am waiting. I'm waiting for someone to message me back. It's ridiculous. Yep. Anyway, how long have you been on Reddit? My account would say, I think, a month and a week. But I've been lurking on Reddit for quite a while. I actually lurked the most in Ask Men. Oh, my voice is going. Yeah, Ask Men has some really interesting posts. There's a lot of funny stories as well. If you want a funny story, just. Actually, I'm not gonna. No. Okay, there was a story where I think someone asked everyone, well, everyone on Ask Men, like, oh, what is, like, the most ridiculous way you've accidentally hit yourself in the balls? And the top comment was, my girl was riding me, like, cowgirl style, and then I reached around to smack her in the ass, but then hit my balls instead, and I was just like, oh my god, oh, pain. Yep, okay. Continuing. Have you ever met someone on Reddit in real life? No, I know real life people who are on Reddit. There is someone I do want to meet who is a Redditor, but whatever. What was the last activity you did with a friend or friends? Like online friends or offline friends? Went out to dinner, we had ice cream. Actually, I didn't have ice cream. They had ice cream. I was not keen on ice cream. It was cold and it was raining and no. Are you an early bird or a night owl? I am both. I mean, it definitely depends on my mood, but I get up early and I also stay up late. And also, I have uninterrupted prosperity and I use a machete to cut through red tape. And yeah, if you understood what I meant by that, then kudos. Do you believe there is life on other planets? Perhaps not specifically the planets in our solar system, but definitely in unexplored galaxies. Statistically speaking, it's gonna happen. I mean, considering how many planets that we have not explored yet, it's bound to happen. What are your hobbies? My hobbies are very much music related. I play piano and guitar. I'm awful at both of them. I also sing. I'm not that great at that. Okay. No, I'm not gonna fish there. I'm decent at singing. I wouldn't say I'm amazing, but yeah, it's good enough to be a hobby. I also bake. I don't bake that often, but I bake stuff. I remember the first time I baked bread. I baked a cinnamon pull-apart loaf, and it was amazing. You should definitely look it up on YouTube. There's the recipe by Kawaii Sweet World. Was it? I think so. And she, I followed that video, and oh my god, the cinnamon pull-apart bread is amazing. But it's also like super high carbs and sugar, and yeah. But yeah, it's amazing. And that's the first bread I made. And the thing is, okay, if you've never made bread from scratch, I definitely recommend you to make, like, at least just once. Because, okay, after you proof the dough, like, it rises. And just touching it, it is so soft and it's crazy. And it's, yeah, I'm being weird. Okay, never mind. I also run. Okay, that's not really a hobby, is it? Okay, never mind, just okay, whatever. If I walked into your room right now, what would be the first thing I notice? Probably my guitar, because it's leaning against my desk where my computer chair would usually be. So if you walk straight in from the door, you walk maybe 5 paces just forward, then you'll kick my guitar, and I will be very upset if you do that. So don't kick my guitar. Okay, what's next? What's next? What would be the first thing I notice if I met you? Probably my hair, because it's very long. I mean, actually, it depends on who you are. Females often will notice my hair first. Males will not. I mean, males notice other things. I mean, some males notice hair, some males don't. Yeah. But yeah, like with friends who I haven't seen for a while, if I see them, they're like, "Oh, your hair's so long now." It's like it's always been long. Actually, it hasn't always been long. When I was younger, I had like a short bob, and there was a time where I actually cut. Okay, wait. Okay, backstory. I cut my own hair. I don't trust hairdressers. Don't trust anybody to touch my hair. Unless it's about colouring and stuff, because I'm just too lazy to colour my own hair, and I've only coloured it once, so never mind, just ignore that. Oh, I went off on a tangent again. Okay, whatever. Just skip that, whatever. What is the last movie you saw, and did you like it? The last movie I saw was Home. It's a kids movie. It's actually really great. The trailer was pretty shit, honestly. I was not really looking forward to it, but I went with family. I went with my mother and my younger sister, and so I went in with basically zero expectations. And the thing is, I'm a huge fan of kid movies. I watched Big Hero 6, and I loved it, and I cried because, you know, Baymax, Hiro, Tadashi. I mean, come on. But surprisingly, when I watched Home, I actually cried more in Home than I did in Big Hero 6, which was amazing, because if you watch the trailer of Home, it doesn't really show any sign of, you know, possible emotional stuff. I mean, I don't know. But yeah, it was great, and the voice acting was great, the soundtrack is great. You have to look up the soundtrack of Home. Yeah, and the voice acting was great. There was Rihanna, Jim Parsons. It was great. It was, yeah. Okay, let's just continue. Okay, have you ever used an online dating site? If so, how was it? If not, would you ever join one? I have never. Oh wait, okay. I've helped another person do an online dating site for it was more of a joke, I think. We were kind of just hoping that we could troll a few people, which is awful, I know, but like that didn't really last that long. I think she ended up deleting it. But yeah, if I don't think I'd ever join one, 'cause finding people on the internet to date is a dangerous game. I never really. Yeah, I mean, there's a story behind that. Even if it's not like on an actual dating site, there's a lot of conflicting things that can happen. I mean, it's still great. If you can find someone that you can connect with and it's over the internet, it's still great. Trust me on that one, it is definitely great. But I think it would be easier if you don't go into a situation expecting to date someone if it's over the internet. And I guess if it's like something that you can focus on locally, like, oh, like we can start off online, but since we live basically in the same city, so it shouldn't be a problem. But you know, it's okay, whatever, online dating sites. If it works for you, then it works for you. If it doesn't, then whatever. Your three most visited websites that don't include email. That's the thing that's interesting, because I use apps a lot. So, okay, Reddit is definitely one. I was gonna say Twitter, but I use the app more, so it can't be Twitter. I use. I guess I use my like my university portal website. And what else? I guess Ultimate Guitar, because I look up chords for certain songs. Actually, I don't know. It's either Ultimate Guitar or YouTube, but also YouTube. I use the app on my phone, so yeah. I don't know. What's this around there? There. Yeah, I have no idea what I'm talking about anymore. What's your worst habit? Going off at a tangent, saying I don't know too often, doing the whole flare, this is where I have no idea what I'm doing. And also, apparently, I'm really egotistical. Now, this was a very interesting thing that had been shed light upon very recently, from an ex of mine. He said that I was egotistical, but I didn't realize it. And the thing is, I agree. I think I am really egotistical, but people often don't see it because of the way I utilize my egotism to, I guess, help out in a way. So a lot of people mistake it as altruism, where it isn't altruism, honestly. I mean, it is, like, I don't expect anything in return, but I expect myself to feel good when I help people, I guess. No, that sounds awful. No, okay. The thing is, no, it's a good motivator for the world to be a better place if they can if people can feel good when they help people. No, it's not a bad thing. It's like I help people because not only is helping people a good thing to do, but it also makes me feel better as a person to help another person because it's, you know, we're humans. We have to stick together. We're, you know, I don't know. I have no idea what I'm talking about anymore. Okay, what's the worst thing about where you live? What's the best thing? The worst thing is probably the fact that not many bands, music acts, and stuff will come to my city. It's only after they've toured Australia like once or twice before, and then they will visit my city. Because my city is technically smaller. But yeah, what's the best thing? The best thing is probably the fact that we have no toll booths on our roads. Like, we don't have to pay. Like, if you go to Sydney or Melbourne, which are like the two biggest cities, they have toll booths. You have to pay to drive on the road because, you know, money. People want money. Here we don't have toll booths, and that's great. And also, everything's relatively close together. Like, my location, I am basically 15, 20 minutes from the city and basically 15 minutes from the beach. So it's like prime location. And also, I am like 10 minutes walk from the airport, and the airport is next to an IKEA. So, like, and also there's a golf course and there's also a school. Like, I have the best location ever, and now I'm bragging, and so I'm gonna stop. Actually, but the worst part about it is that I also live on a floodplain. Technically, it doesn't flood here, but it's still technically a floodplain. Continuing. Okay, do you have a crush on anyone right now? If so, who? I do have a crush on someone. It's look, the thing is, I wouldn't call it a crush anymore. It's legitimately like their real feelings, and the feelings were reciprocated to a certain extent, and things have been explored. But yeah, if so, who? I won't tell you who it is. But I will tell you that he used to be on PTA, and then he deleted both of his Reddit accounts, his throwaway PTA account, and his, not throwaway, his PTA account and his throwaway other account, and it's ridiculous. And he also deleted all of his Soundgasm stuff, and I'm just like, that's ridiculous. But you know what? I already downloaded the two ones that I really liked, so suck it. Like, yeah. Okay. Yeah, but yeah, he's a great guy. No, I have to end this somehow, so I am going to say bye.